The Bush administration promoted Iraq's election as a way to change the Middle East. To get an update on that region on this day after the Iraqi election, we've called Rachel Bronson. She is Director of Middle East and Gulf Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations, and she's on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the idea of the administration, at least, was you would have this large democracy in the midst of a bunch of undemocratic countries. What are the long-term implications now that there has been an election?
Well, I think the election is certainly exciting, and there's going to be some momentum in Iraq. I think for the neighbors, it's a wait and see, and I think the Bush administration would be okay with that at the moment. This, for them, is a long-term project, and we're still in the early stages of that. So the neighbors are really going to wait and see what comes out of this election.
Are there any hints that regimes like Syria are afraid of what's happening in Iraq?
Well, I think everybody is afraid of what's happening in Iraq right now because of the sort of chaos and violence that you still see in the very important central part of the country. And it's that chaos and violence that the neighbors were very worried about. Even our closest friends in the region, even Jordan, the Gulf states, Egypt, they were all very worried that an attack on Iraq would lead to chaos and violence and that we would walk away. The chaos and violence is still there. The election doesn't change that. We don't seem to be walking away, which is a relief to them. But there is a lot of concern about the state of Iraq right now.
Is there any evidence that the election in Iraq is serving as some kind of beacon for democratic movements elsewhere in the region?
I wouldn't say there is. In fact, right now, I think throughout the region, the sense is that if this is the price of democracy, they're not sure if they want it. So at the moment, I can't say that I'm seeing that or that the answer to that question is yes, but that doesn't mean that it won't be. And I think the Bush administration would be willing to live with that.
Would be willing to live with that? Why?
Well, I think they're willing to live with the fact that this is a long-term project. Now, I think for many in the region, what they're actually looking at, and they're going to watch very carefully, is the composition of the new government, what Iraq puts together. There's two things that they're going to be looking for. They're going to be looking for inclusion and radicalization. And so what people are really scared of is another Iran. What they're really scared of is another religious extremist country in their midst. They're also going to be watching inclusion. What are we going to do with the Sunni population who aren't well represented? The good news here is that the Iraqis and the Americans have had a lot of time to think about that because everybody's predicted that there wouldn't be a huge Sunni turnout. So this isn't a new situation, and you've seen a lot of statements about the need for inclusion. But I think that's really what the neighbors are watching and the people in the region.
One other thing, is it part of the problem here that if you're a reformist in Saudi Arabia or in Syria or in Iran, and you were to point at what's happening in Iraq and say, we want that here, you'd be associating yourself with the United States and making yourself very unpopular with your fellow countrymen?
Absolutely. I mean, right now in the neighborhood, the reformists have said that their life's work has been taken out from under them, that it's a lot harder to do this. The United States has had this notion of being freedom and liberty, and the notion that we're in Iraq right now and it is so chaotic, that combination is quite devastating for the reformers.
Rachel Bronson is Director of Middle East and Gulf Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations. Good to talk to you again.
Thanks a lot.